This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we got Zach Martin Presser coming up at 11 o'clock. We got a lot to get to. Before that, how we doing today?
Jalapeno just hit from those cheese puffs that I just tried there, Kevin. So it just hit me.
Like jalapeno right after, cheese puffs?
Yeah, they're sweet jalapeno cheese puffs. I believe Dawson brought these in yesterday. But the rule is, if anything's sitting around here, you can have it, right? Like, that seems like the rule. So these are HEB. Remember I said the dill pickle HEB ones were phenomenal? HEB, y'all did it again, baby. This is great work. I'm very proud of you. So, yeah, man. I do like this question from the 601, Kevin. Can the journalists let it be about Zach Martin and not ask any other Cowboys questions? It shouldn't be, will Jerry answer questions? I'm with them on this.
Okay.
It would seem disrespectful.
Yeah.
For Zach Martin to be up there with his moment and for everybody to be directing questions to Jerry, I would say either have something separate or Jerry say something off to the side. That's just my opinion on this.
I agree. I wonder how many journalists, just because you and I
we know
did
them all.
This for so long,
yep.
How many journalists are like, hey, I can write a feel-good story about Zach Martin that some people will read, or I can run this story about what's next in the pursuit of whoever.
One quote from Jerry Jones gets me national.
And it really sucks. Like, if you've ever heard the old expression, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yep.
So, like, we would get breakdowns of all of our stories at the newspaper, and you could have the most heartwarming story in the world, and you're like, that just renewed my faith in humanity.
1,200 reads.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, somebody smash and grabbed at this place or
400,000 reads
exactly
in the
and
first 20 minutes.
I'm with you on that. I would enjoy that, but I think the buzz is already or people are like, oh, is Jerry Jones going to talk about, like, what are they going to do next and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't feel like there's as much palpable buzz today about, I can't wait to hear Zach Martin answer these questions, which is a shame because he's one of the greatest Cowboys in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I would just want to give him his love for what he accomplished while he was here. His teams did not accomplish what we all want, the ultimate goal. His teams did not. He was phenomenal while he was here. And that's the thing for the individual player. This is one of those times where the laundry doesn't matter as much as the player. At the end of their career is probably the most important time is, what did you accomplish while you were here? Stand out of everything you did, and you were beloved. So this is one of those moments that I really hope he gets his due.
This is how you know Zach Martin was incredible. You're not disappointed that Aaron Donald went three spots ahead of him.
That's like, true.
You're damn right. Donald, one of the best defensive players of all time. And if you'd have drafted him, great. But instead, he was off the board. And so you took Zach Martin and you're like, yeah, that's about right. That's fair.
What's interesting too, Kevin, when you say that is at the time, I wanted Aaron Donald so bad. Like I was like, this is the player I want. And a lot of other people were like, yes, he's going to be a wrecking ball in defenses for a long time. But look at how far down he went in the draft.
Yeah.
If he was that great, he should have been number one.
Sure.
But he goes, was it 15? He was
16.
16, that far down in the draft. And like you said, I was just as excited that Zach Martin was on the team.
Yeah.
Because both of them had this like, yeah, just pin them in and they're going to be great for their careers. Like that's what you were feeling watching them on film.
Just a reminder that Blake Bortles went third and Sammy Watkins went fourth in that draft.
Blake Bortles, Jackson Dart is having the Blake Bortles run right now. Where a lot of people didn't really know, and he's making this run. I think he's better than Bortles was, but just watching what Jackson Dart is, like, he's rocketing up right now. I guess Bortles did have the most mainstream success with the show what was that show that he...
Johnny Manziel had the most mainstream success out of that draft. Thank you.
You got
very
a really
much.
Good point there. You got a really good The Good Place. When that dude would go Bortles and throw Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. If you've never seen The Good Place, you definitely should watch it. And there's a stunning reveal in that show as you go along.
It's good. I like that show.
Absolutely. You know what was just as good as The Good Place?
This
especially
show.
The season finale of season one. Cut number two, because what was about to feel like a potentially disappointing result turned in a second.
8 seconds left. Here's Harley. Let's go!
They were able to hold on to that lead for the last 5 seconds. Good for them. I know that.
I hope so.
Hey, but you saw that third period. There were times, especially in the back, 8 minutes, that it maybe looked like even 5 seconds might be too long to hold the lead. I'm really glad that the Stars won against a pretty solid New Jersey Devils team. But
I like that you say that real quick because I love beating the Devils.
Because of the 2000 Stanley Cup Finals. I'm with you.
Is that weird?
No.
That's 24 years ago that I'm still like, nah, I love beating that team.
I think it's fine. I think you should be fired up about that. And look, you continue to make a march towards Winnipeg. Winnipeg is the weirdest team in the NHL. I know they're only on a 3-game losing streak right now, but think about this.
Only on a 3-game.
I know, but like.
The Stars don't lose 3 in a row.
That's
weird.
That is true. I'm not saying it's never happened for anybody who's about to text us, but you think about it. Winnipeg gets off to the hottest start in the history of the NHL. Then for the next, month and a half, 2 months, they sputter along in mediocrity. Then on either end of Four Nations, Hellebuck, he can't stop Canada, but he sure as hell can stop everybody else. And they go on an insane winning streak again, and it looks like no one will ever catch up in the Central Division. And now they've lost 3 more in a row, while the Stars have been on a tear as of late. And consider this. The Stars are 6 points back of Winnipeg, and they have a game in hand. So obviously you hope you win that game, and you're only 4 games back. I think the Stars have the 3rd best record in all of hockey right now. It's just unfortunate that the team with the best record is also in your division. But if you can get up to C1, you have an opportunity to get a wild card matchup, though I wouldn't mind playing Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs either. But the Dallas Stars have been playing phenomenally. I'm glad they got that last goal, because otherwise that third period was really disappointing.
It's unfortunate that Dodonov fell. If you go back and watch that the game-tying goal, Dodonov falls and he hops back up and he's out of position trying to get in front of where he thinks the shot's going to go. But directly behind him, he has a teammate already blocking that post.
Right.
And goalie. He needed to be 2 steps to the right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge. Truck's up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Because that was the only lane that shot could have gone into. So when he stands back up, he was like, oh, I'm going to block this shot. But his body is in the wrong spot. I felt like Wyatt Johnson almost had another hat trick last night with all the breakaways it felt like
okay.
He had.
Yeah.
Everything last night, and this is what I'm really liking about what I'm seeing from the Stars lately, the puck's hitting a lot of sticks whenever they're in power play.
Yeah.
It's hitting a lot of sticks before it goes into the net. But then on top of that, it feels like everything's going through the net as opposed to sitting in front of the net and shooting at it. It felt like last night, watch a lot of the goals, the skaters as they're going through are passing the net as they're going by, which means the offense was flowing forward. And that's what when the Stars are at their best, they're flowing forward and they're leaving shots right on the backside of their hip. And that's, I really loved what I was seeing from them last night. Even Lyubushkin, who shouldn't be a goal scorer, hit a dart last night. That you were just like, what's he doing back there trying to look like a forward up on the ice? That was nice.
By the way, for the person who texted in that Hellebuck is a damn good goalie, he absolutely is. In fact, he's so good, they've taken the Vezina betting odds off the board.
Oh, really?
Because they're like, it's over.
Wow.
There's 20 games to go, and they're like, it's done. He's already won it.
I know he gave up 3 last night, but give Casey DeSmith some love for some of those goals that he stopped last night were beautiful.
Okay, let's talk about that for just a second. Because I've fallen into this trap. We can all fall into this trap when looking at hockey and being like, you gave up this many goals. I'm not pleased.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, sometimes it pivots off of, did you give up more than 2 goals? Which is that's a really low number. Obviously, you're going to win a whole lot of games like that. But that doesn't necessarily dictate the type of performance that you had. And I was poking fun at him and the Stars' defense in the third period because I thought it was a really disappointing period.
I agree.
But
considering how you were the first 2 periods of this game,
that doesn't mean that he played badly by any stretch of the imagination.
There was one that he made with his left pad, and it was the net was open, and he just kicked it away. That one that he made where he caught it and then spun almost all the way over into the corner. I was like, dude, he's on it tonight. And then the third period happened. It was fun though, man. From the 469, when y'all were talking about hockey, half the time I think you're just making up names. That's possible. And a lot of people feel that
way.
It is possible that I could throw a name out and you might just believe it, like just based on the sound of it.
I have always believed that if you say something with a certain amount of confidence, it is significantly easier. I promise you, Hellebuck is the real last name of a real goalie. He was the United States goalie. The primary starting goalie in the Four Nations. He's the goalie for Winnipeg. He's going to win the Vezina.
From the 469, Casey DeSmith earned his paycheck last night, stopped 3 crucial breakaway goals.
He's been good this year.
This is the most brutal text, though, from the 682. I was there last night. I told a buddy I had to go to the restroom, and there was like 20 seconds left, and
I swore
it was going to OT. I missed the game-winning shot.
Oh! That's tough. It's brutal.
because that was a wonderful shot for one, and it was great. That crowd blew up last night when that goal went in.
Okay, explain the logic to me. Is the thought, and this person might text back, is the thought...
I got to get ahead of
that,
the line.
Exactly, that I could just wait 20 or what will probably be more like a minute, or I'll get ahead of everybody, get to the bathroom, be able to be back in terms of overtime.
That's the thought.
Okay, so it's not that there's 20 seconds left. It's there's a 20-second opportunity for me to get a head start on everybody else. Okay, all right. That makes sense to me.
Like, that's exactly how I think is if I go now, all these people are going to be walking to the bathroom while I'm walking back to my seat.
I got you.
And then I got a little extra leg room for the next 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Stars surging as Mavs are falling straight into the abyss. Let's go start. I think if you're a DFW fan, you're the upcoming Rangers season and the rest of the Stars season are going to keep you alive.
And the question is, are y'all ready for a lengthy playoff run? I don't want to be this person. And if people are going to be mad at me, I think anything short of being in the Stanley Cup final is a disappointment. Like if they make it to the Western Conference Finals and they lose, I will think that is a disappointment. That's how good this Stars team is. And I know that is a lot of expectation, but this is a damn good Stars team. And I think they are primed to not only make it to the Cup, but lift the Cup.
806, Casey needs to stop playing goalie and go back and get the Mavs healthy.
No, that's Casey Smith.
I don't know.
Not Casey Dusmith.
I bet Casey Dusmith could do the same. Well, like they need to
right
work
now,
out or something.
Doesn't it feel like Casey Dusmith should be playing for the Mavericks?
Yes.
Because, or he should have a management role with the Mavericks. Like
he's on a two-way contract.
Yes.
He's...
And I don't want to besmirch the name of our backup goaltender because Dusmith has been very good.
Yeah.
But D-U-H Smith feels like he could be in a management role for the Mavericks right now or on the training staff,
man.
Because it's been disastrous. All right. I want to talk about one more thing real quick. Alec, you know I'm right about that. Who is the player that we were excited that came back last night?
Bischel. Was Alec supposed to answer that?
It was.
My bad.
Thanks, Cora.
Okay, so next time.
Sorry.
When I set this up and say, okay, Alec... Who was? No,
I'll
and it turned
mic off.
It's too late
I'm
to turn your
rest
mic off.
Of the
it's too late to turn your mic off. You already screwed Alec over. All right, but let's see if he was listening. Alec, who was the player we were excited to come back last night for the Stars?
I remember Bischel. we were talking about it yesterday during AM on the FM a little bit. Liam Bischel.
Liam?
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Bischel. You want to know what kind of impact Liam Bischel had?
He had 6 hits last night, so
you know
I'll take
many,
that.
You know how many the rest of the team had combined?
6.
That is correct. Liam Bischel, 6 hits. The rest of the team combined, 6 hits.
We need that physicality.
Now, that's just the Stars team. Don't ask about how many hits the Devils had, because the number is going to make you really, really sad.
We're a finesse team still.
That
like
is
we still are. We gotta
sure.
become more physical, but we're still a bit of a finesse team.
Oh no! I started looking at the number of hits,
holy
and
crap,
it's in the
lot.
30s. All right, so look, that's a problem, but you're not going to change that, and you just need to accept it.
11.
This don't count it up. It's in the 30s. It's a lot.
He had 8.
I know. Don't worry about that.
That's a lot of hits.
The Stars are not going to change. They're not going to become an uber physical team overnight. But the return of Bischel gives you a big, giant physical presence on the ice that is going to make a difference for this team. Now, whether or not they do anything before Friday's trade deadline, I know we were going to get to that here. We're going to have to push that off. I still think that there are moves in the works for the Stars in the next 52 hours, as I believe the trade deadline is 2 p.m. on Friday. But the return of Bischel is somebody with a high skill level, but that will also drop somebody. And that is what this team needs.
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.